WGCH News Center time is 7:33. Here's Tony Savino.
All right, thanks, Jim. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night. Katie DeLuca, Director of P&Z, joins me on the line. Good morning, Katie. Hope all is well. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. All right, give us a recap of the meeting. How did it go?
It was very successful. We started with three pre-applications. These are non-binding discussions with the Planning and Zoning Commission. The first one was for Greenwich Hospital. They are looking to possibly construct a Smilo Cancer Center. If you may be aware that Greenwich Hospital is affiliated with the Yale New Haven system, and there currently is a Smilo Cancer Center located in New Haven. And the idea would be that they would create a satellite facility down here, similar to how Sloan Kettering has done some things in some of the neighboring New York towns. So the question that the commission had for the applicant is whether that makes sense for Greenwich residents, since the purpose of the hospital zone is to create a facility that is for Greenwich residents. We have had a pre-application with the hospital before, where they've described that it is no longer viable to just be a small town hospital if they plan to survive, and that this would in fact be very beneficial for Greenwich residents. So we heard all about the details thereof, and in the end, the commission gave them the kind of thumbs up to continue pursuing their plans. They were able to reduce the size of the building pretty substantially from the first time that the commission reviewed it, which was very significant. And that was accomplished by knowing more about what they were going to do with the Bendheim Cancer Center and what facilities and whatnot would be there. So that was given the green light to go forward, so to speak. Then we moved over to Koskob, where we have an affordable housing set-aside development that was proposed. Again, this was just the pre-application, meaning just a discussion. This is at 4 Orchard Street. People will probably be familiar with the site. It has a flower shop, and it's located next to the Koskob School. And they were looking to do 15 units over there. In addition to the flower shop, there's also some greenhouses and some residential units on the property. So it's, even though it is in a residential zone, it is a legally non-conforming use now. The commission was concerned, as were the residents that spoke, about some of the traffic issues that might come about with 15 units, mostly entrance and exit from the property. If you've ever been at that intersection, actually any time of day, but particularly when the school is in session and people are trying to, you know, get places, it can really back up there. And there's a lot of testimony about people saying that getting into their driveways currently, even further north than this driveway would be, but having to wait there quite a while. So it's mostly traffic and sewer issues that the commission asked them to focus on. Then the last pre-application was Pizza Post at 522 East Putnam Avenue. As listeners probably know, there was a fire there about a year ago, and they are looking to expand their space into what was the hair salon next door. They actually have legally non-conforming seats at the moment. They've more than would have ordinarily been permitted under zoning. They've asked to acquire the neighboring number of seats, so to speak, which would equate to 12. It would be a much, much better layout for them as a whole, and the commission recognized that, of course, what a beloved use that is in our community, and delicious pizza, and they gave them the go-ahead, so we'll be seeing them shortly. Then we moved to Glenville. This is a Department of Public Works project. It's a major redesign of the Glenville Road street corridor from Glen Ridge Road, that's where the supermarket is, to Weaver Street. The town applied for grants. It's a CMAC grant, which stands as an acronym for Congestion Mitigation and Air Quality Improvement. And they are well along the way with that. It's substantial monies, match upwards of $2 million. So that's obviously substantial. So the improvements are things like intersection improvements, some street widening in some places. Even though the parking would not be specifically for Glenville Pizza, if you've ever had pizza there, You know, that's another delicious and popular pizza place in
town. Another plug for the pizza places.
Right,
all right.
A lot of plugs, yes. frequent both of those places. So they've got parking sorted out there. But the main issue was what that would do for there's six trees that potentially would be removed. They've gone on record saying they're going to do everything they possibly can and want to, of course, save those trees. We had the Tree Conservancy out and whatnot. In the end, that was a municipal improvement that was approved, as was the site plan, and that was moved forward. Then we had a coastal application, 11 Highgate. We've seen that before. That was no fanfare there. That's a new home. That was approved. Cardinal Stadium was postponed, so we didn't hear that. 97 and 99 East Elm Street, they're new large homes in central Greenwich. They were converted to a preliminary and moved forward. And lastly, we had a home, a proposed final coastal site plan, a special permit at Zero Oak Street in Byram, and that was approved and moved forward. And lastly, 70 Lower Cross Road, this was approved by the commission previously. They wanted to make some pretty minor revisions, and that was approved. The budget was also approved, and since it was getting late, we didn't take up the Architectural Review Committee meeting schedule, but we'll do that at the next meeting, which is on December 15th.
All right. And let's talk about December 15th. What else do you have on there?
Right now, we have the GEMS Medical Emergency Facility at King Street. This is 1327 King Street. We have 16 Prospect Street, which is just a conversion of or additions of bedrooms in legally nonconforming two-family residence. We have 124 Old Mill Road. That's known around town as the Old Mill Gibson Estate. That's to establish a learning center that's obviously on Old Mill Road. We will have the affordable housing project I just spoke about on 4 Orchard Street. This will come in as now a, quote, real application as opposed to a pre-application. We also have the project at 581 and 585 West Putnam Avenue, which is now taking the form of a 4-story residential building. We've had that before in the past, and now that's coming back through. So it'll be quite a busy meeting.
Okay. There's a virtual public hearing taking place. Was it tomorrow? Is this about the bridge?
Yes, the Sound Beach Avenue Bridge.
Okay. Is that a P&Z?
That's through Department of Public Works. The Planning and Zoning Commission's role in all of that was to make a recommendation to the Commission of Public Works. So we had a public hearing at the last meeting where we went forward with that. The big discussion sort of in the end, because I think the community at large and the commission and obviously DPW were very happy and in agreement with the design in the end, which was terrific. The only outstanding question was whether a railing should be put on, and through continued discussions post the meeting, it was concluded that no, a railing would not make sense there, and that making adjustments to the stone and putting a capstone on and that kind of thing was more favorable. So I think that's where they're going. But I would encourage people to attend that meeting regardless.
All right. And then finally, you mentioned Cardinal Stadium has been postponed. When will that be back before you?
Thank you. I think that'll be on the December 15th. The reason it was postponed is that there were substantial comments that came in from the Department of Public Works regarding drainage issues, and that was why it was split into phases in the first place. So this is the second phase, so we're looking to just get some of those drainage issues resolved. So assuming they will have revised plans in short order, that will be on December 15th. Otherwise, we'll look to the January meeting for that.
All right, excellent. Katie, as always, thanks very much. We'll talk after the next meeting, and I think that somebody's delivering a pizza to your house right now, so you better answer the door.
All right? I certainly hope so. I'll eat it for breakfast.
There you go. All right. Thanks a lot,
Thank
Katie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca. Jim.